How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. And if you are familiar with our show, you know it is the national show that deals with successful aging. It is Generation Bold, and I am your host, Adrienne Berg. And our subtitle is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And there's some things that are just very difficult to find out about, and there's some things that are not. And one thing that's not so difficult to find out about is how you would list your home or your vacation home or your second home for temporary rentals, or how you can access somebody else's home for temporary rentals because there's homestay. It's just an incredible phenomenon. And we have today Alan Clark, who's the CEO of Homestay, with us to give us the hints, the tips, the ins, the outs of doing that. Now, I know everybody listening has thought about it. Should we take a hotel or should we do a homestay? Is it possible for us to make some extra money with our own homes by the beach and the mountains and so on? But do you really know how to do it? Well, you will in a few minutes. And in the second part of our show, another how-to. If you own art, want to collect art, want to sell art, or want to donate art, we have the master of it from the L.A. Arts Centers who's going to explain. You've seen him on PBS's Roadshow, and he will be there helping us out. But before I say hello to Alan, I had said to him, I'm going to do a little introduction that's going to surprise him. So here's what it is. I was invited to the White House Conference on Aging, which only takes place every 10 years. And one of the topics that they had never before was called the sharing economy. And they had Uber and other private companies there. And one of the discussions was sharing the homes through these kinds of services like homestay. So this is a baby boomer phenomenon recognized by our own White House as part of the trends in aging for the future. So I'm very delighted to say hello to Alan Clark, the CEO of Homestay, who is really one of the movers and shakers in a national way of thinking about how we use our homes and our cars and many other things. Thanks for being with us, Alan.
Thanks for having me. Quite the introduction. I hope I live up to the bill.
Well, you will, and if people don't know, Alan is in Dublin. He's speaking to us from Dublin. There's a little bit of a delay, but that's where the whole thing began. So, Alan, could you tell us about Homestay, how we use it, and a little bit of its history?
I will. I'll start with the history and then get to how we use it.
Sure.
I think the interesting thing about the Homestay market is the concept of staying in somebody else's home really is not new. I think what is new is the availability and transparency and accessibility of either presenting your home as somewhere where someone can stay or you choosing to book to stay in someone's home. And I think that, you know, that's the exciting part of what's new. It's kind of a rebirth of something or giving energy to something which has always existed. Because the language of homestay and homestays has always been around for education travel, and many of your listeners may have hosted students in the past. People who have come to a university from, you know, within the United States, or people who've come from outside the United States to study. And, you know, homestays have always been used in that education travel, you know, cultural travel way. And what we are doing, I think, is tapping into, you know, both a consumer demand to do that outside of just the education travel world, because there's an appetite amongst all demographics, and I see, you know, a lot in your listeners' demographic of appetite to use, you know, people-centric travel platforms that connect you to the local environment. So where we've come from is, you know, an education travel background, and bringing homestays, which have always been used in that context, to the fore as an option for people for all types of travel.
But I think that one of the great propositions, we'll say the great differentiator, is the convenience of doing this all online and the safety issues that you help people overcome. So let's first talk about how you access it online. Where would you go if you wanted to either list your own home or you wanted to find out whether you should be using Homestay on your next vacation or business trip even?
So, you know, the website is homestay.com, so www.homestay.com. So really easy to find. It does what it says on the tin. In terms of, you know, finding out about us and the experience, there's plenty of, you know, material under our website, in the, you know, Inspire Me section, in our blog, on our Facebook channels, on our Twitter channels, you know, about people who are using the product, you know, having booked, you know, nearly a million nights since we launched a couple of years ago. You know, there's plenty of, you know, consumer reviews that you can read to see the type of experiences that people are having by staying in Homestay. And should you want to list, you know, it's really easy. It's homestay.com/host. So, you know, a really easy process to work your way through registering and listing your home on Homestay to make it available for guests to book into.
So, you know, this is the fountain of truth, and we're speaking with Alan Clark, CEO of Homestay. I am on Homestay, and I explained to Alan actually off our show that somebody rented it so quickly for so long that I didn't have the full Homestay experience. But here was my biggest issue. Homestay is very easy to use online, even for tech dummies like me, and it takes a lot of good pictures, by the way, of your home. Otherwise, people will not be able to really understand what you're offering and have a very good way of explaining your home. But you know, it was hard for me, Alan. I couldn't exactly pinpoint what the proper amount to charge is. How do you help people with hints and tips on that?
So two things. When you sign up, we give you an indication based on the city that you're signing up in of the, you know, the amount that hosts are typically earning per month in that location. Our customer support team is always available if you've got questions in the process of sign up to give you guidance on prices to set. And, you know, what we try and do is make it, you know, really easy for you to put in not just nightly, but weekly, monthly, and, you know, other discounted rates. Because as you said, Adrienne, you know, sometimes we see quite long-term bookings come through the system, and, you know, offering monthly prices, you know, may be a way to get better business for some of those longer-term stays. And so we just try and help you through all of those issues, both online and through our customer support team.
Now, there's another aspect to it. A lot of people have homes where they may not even realize they're in a desirable area. They might be not by a beach, not by a mountain, not by a shore. But I've noticed that, gee whiz, people from everywhere are using this, not only vacation destinations. So how are people who are going to be users generally going on? What is, have you seen the trends of what they're looking for?
So I think the motivation for both our hosts and our guests is quite social in nature. You know, there is always an option to find, cheap accommodation if you wanted to think cheap. But that's not really what homestays are. Homestays, I think, are about a great value and a great experience that people are having. So there's a personal connection between the guest and the host. The host has an interest in opening their home to meet new people. I've stayed with some of our hosts in New York, in Las Vegas, in London, and the stories that they tell me are really stories. It's about the people they've met by hosting on homestay, you know, the cultural knowledge that they've gained as a consequence of doing so. And, you know, equally on the guest side, it's about being able to connect with a local experience. And, you know, the reviews that we see come through from our guests after having stayed with the host, because in homestay properties, you know, it's always the homeowner is there. You know, homestay is not about empty apartments or second homes. It's about where you live, because the motivation on the guest side is to connect at a local level and see things that maybe they otherwise wouldn't get to see.
So now when we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to go into our couple of commercials. We come back, we're going to continue this, because there are constant emails. I can testify to this. I get them on how to improve your listing, right? And I think that's important, these hints and tips, because you are in competition. I have to tell you that outright. There are so many people registered with Homestay in almost any area of the world that you want to stand out. And we have the man himself. We have Alan Clark here, who's CEO of Homestay, to give you some of those hints and tips. We'll be right back, and we'll also talk about safety. Don't go anywhere.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and I'm bringing with you on our show, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, a terrific synergy here. The synergy of what we call the mature traveler, the baby boomer, who really maybe traveled on their own, $5 a day. That was the first time they went out with Arthur Frommer's book when they were 18 or 19 years old in a backpack. And now, decades later, they're back a little bit sick and tired of the traditional hotel. They really want to get into the atmosphere of where they're going the way they did when they were younger and maybe were in a hostel. But now, those beds in the hostel aren't working for them. And so there is this wonderful group called Homestay. We have the CEO, Alan Clark, with us. We can go online. We can list your own home. And you can access as a traveler, not a tourist, but as a traveler, someone's home, meet them, and have a whole different type of environment, whether you're on a business trip, whether you're on a trip with friends and family, or whether you're on your own. So this is a terrific thing, Homestay. It's very easy to do. But I know one of the thoughts that people have immediately is this safe? Can I use an online service to list my home? Or to live with somebody else in their home, and of course in nice accommodations, everything is featured there in pictures. What's the safety issues here? So let's go to the man himself, Alan Clark, CEO, and tell us, what can we do to make sure and be confident that there's no online creeps out there? I'm going to be absolutely blunt about this, and that we can just feel wonderful about our trip.
Yeah, so obviously safety is, you know, paramount to us, both for our hosts and our guests. And what we have done is try and build our platform to make sure that, you know, we engender that sense of trust and transparency, both with us as a platform and between us, you know, our hosts and our guests. So in terms of the process of, you know, of making a booking, everything is request-based. So typically there's about 3 or 4 message exchanges between, and sometimes many more message exchanges between our hosts and their guests before a host, you know, makes available their space for a booking. So, you know, there's no booking process without there being an interaction between the host and the guest. One of the things that we do as well is that we have an ID verification platform that we use, that's, you know, used by all of the sharing economy platforms that are out there to try and do ID verification based on passports and driver's licenses and things like that. But then in addition, what we think is important, because what we see as an average length of stay for our business is 10 nights. What we do in addition is we've built out a video calling product so that guests and hosts can have essentially a Skype call, at any point in the booking process, either before a booking request is accepted by the host or also after. So we try and encourage as much communication between guest and host as possible, because what we think is, and it reflected in what I said earlier about the reviews. The reviews always are about the type of person that the host or guest stayed with, and so making sure that there's as much communication between both parties as possible is how we think it makes the best of a homestay experience.
Yeah, so this is a very personal relationship you're building. There's an intimacy there, and there are ways of judging. And that, I think, is the key to all of this when it comes from the safety point of view. Now, as I mentioned in our first segment, there's a competition there. If you would go on to, let's say, Coachella, which is a wonderful festival in my neck of the woods in Palm Springs, you'll see many people offering the Coachella Festival and homestays during that time. Now, you are very helpful. The company is very helpful in helping others who are listing differentiate themselves. It's up to you whether you take the advice. But, Alan, what advice would you give to people who want to differentiate themselves? And what trends are you seeing that's really working?
So I think we'll start with the basics first, and then we'll kind of get into the differentiation point. I think great quality photographs of yourself and also of the property are really important. I think good descriptions of the area and things to do in the area are also very helpful. And then obviously, having a look around at the price point in your area, and I think we mentioned we try and help with that by giving you guidance on the average, prices being charged in your area. But you can always look online at Homestay and key in your local area and see what other people are charging and sort of anchor your price in that sort of way. What we've done as well from the host perspective is help them engage with the prospective guests. So when a guest makes a request to stay in Dublin or any city, the host in that location, will be notified 24 hours after the guest has made their initial inquiry, and they can reach out and contact that guest if they so wish. So there's plenty of ways in which you can reach potential guests. In terms of differentiating, I think, and it's a really interesting point because, our guests and hosts, as you say, it's quite a personal interaction. When you connect two people, it always is. And I think what our guests really, really love and our hosts find that it works better for them too is, describing kind of who they are and what sort of homestay host they think of themselves as. Will you take someone to the restaurant? Will you take someone to the local bar? Will you take someone on a hiking tour? Or none of the above, all fine. But I think just describing you and your motivations for hosting really helps the guests, decide where they want to stay. And I think that always works.
You're talking to people who were in their 20s and 30s, maybe in the 70s. And one of the great things that we always talked about, because we were turning from being wild kids who were changing the world to going into the corporate world, was owning a B&B. Everybody wanted to go to Vermont from New York and own a bed and breakfast. Well, this opens up your inner bed and breakfast. If you are somebody who loves your area and you want people to love it as much, you'll be very successful on homestay. Personal example, I love modern art and I love modernism. And I know a lot about it. And, of course, Palm Springs is the key area in the country for modernism. It started the whole idea of mid-century modern. Everybody wanted to knock those houses down. So, for me, that's what I would like people to know. If they love modernism, they're going to meet somebody who knows a lot about it. Same with you. You dig deep into who you are and why you would like to tell people about some type. There's an area here of education, maybe pontification to it as well, Alan. But we all love certain things, and we want other people to appreciate it with us. And that's the difference between an economy or business and the sharing economy. I think if boomers created anything in their older and later years, it's this concept of the sharing economy that's trickled down to the millennium. So thank you so much for being with us, Alan. We're gonna go around the world with HomeStay.com.
I am happy.
Take care.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services. This is now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and I cannot believe we're coming into the second half of our show. But I am going to introduce you to Peter Lockery. He is the luckiest man in the world. He is the founder of LA Modern Auctions. And you know what? I love art, and art is so important to me, of all types, but I'm particularly involved with modernism and modern art, so I call him the luckiest man in the world. We're going to find out how to reach LA Modern Auctions. We're also going to show you, through his great experience as a curator and an art consultant, how to create your own art collection, how to divest yourself. Some of you are saying, I'm not buying anything. How do I get rid of my stuff? And not do it the wrong way. So you may have seen Peter Lockery on PBS's Antiques Roadshow, on Forbes Sold, Fox Business, Strange Inheritance, one of the newbies. I'm curious myself about all of this. So I thank you so much for being with us, Peter, and let's just get down to it. How can individuals, create a collection, perhaps through the auction process or having a consultant, an art consultant? What would you recommend to an individual who wants to get started in the world of collecting art?
Thank you for having me. I would like to say that individuals, when they are beginning their passion for buying or acquiring art, shouldn't think of their process as collecting yet. Collectors really are something that once you have already bought a collection, you start looking at your collection and organizing it in a way, and that's what a collector does. But when you're just starting, you really should be just buying things that you like to look at, something that when you wake up in the morning and walk around the corner, you get a nice little spark, like, I like looking at that. That's the best advice, is just buy, you know, something, one thing that you like, and don't think of yourself as being a collector yet.
Now, of course, with LA Modern Auctions, when it comes to auction buying, if you're a newbie in this, other than sitting through a few auctions and sitting on your hands for a while, don't raise your hand, any other hints and tips for what you would like to see people, how you'd like to see people using what you do in the best possible way for them?
Well, I like to compare what I do to real estate in some regards. You wouldn't just drive into a neighborhood and just raise your hand and say, I'll take it. You kind of do some homework. You talk to some experts. Talk to someone who can give you seasoned advice. When I bought my first house, I talked to my parents who had owned several houses. I talked to some of my friends who had bought houses. You investigate a little bit before you act, but also, there is some numbers you can look at. You know, I like to encourage people to buy things that, you know, have value that will probably hold, and not everything that you can buy at auction, even at my auction, will hold its value. So it's important that you consider these things, even if it's not your primary consideration. You should always think things through and understand what you're buying and what it's really worth.
So let's take a look at this. You know, you're on the Antiques Roadshow. People are bringing in things that they may have inherited, that they may have found in a garage sale. They have no idea what the provenance really is, meaning what's its history or its authenticity. They just don't know. And, you know, even museums. We're speaking with Peter Lockery, and he is on the committee, one of the acquisition committees for the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. And you have museums that get fooled. We just don't know. So for the people who are not buying right now, but they're wondering what they own is worth, is there any reliable way for them to find that out? Because I know an insurance appraiser will generally give them the highest value, but that's for insurance coverage. It may not translate into anything when they sell. What can you tell our folks who are really, who may be in the divesting stage of their life when it comes to art?
Well, you know, when my parents first started buying things just to decorate their house, they developed a network of dealers that they were buying from, and then they also realized that those dealers and those auctioneers are an incredible wealth of information. My advice would be to get to know an auctioneer, get to know a dealer, or several dealers, several auctioneers, and most of the professionals in this field will share information about, you know, what is a good example, what is not a good example, how deep the market is. In other words, you know, is there a very large group of people out there who want this particular work? If there is, you can be fairly certain that if it comes time to sell it or you want to trade it, that there's enough people that will want this piece to be confident in the market.
Now, if you're going to go online to do a little research, are there any special sites that you like? I mean, and you do research all the time for your clients and for the television shows that you're on and for your own auction house. Is there anything that you find reliable that anybody could sit in front of a computer and look at to help them?
Well, in many ways, the auction company sites, my auction site, and then also the larger auction companies, have websites that have search functions on them. And if you are interested in Picasso, for example, you can go on any of the big auction company sites and put in Picasso, and it's going to show you all the Picassos that they've sold and all the Picassos that might be coming up for sale. And just seeing all of that in a kind of a database should give you at least some idea of what the pieces you're interested in might be worth. On my website, you can put in any of the artists that we've ever sold and see the full history of all the works that we've sold. And you can compare and see over time what have these pieces consistently brought at auction.
All right. Now, the magic word, tell us where your website is so that we can find you.
Our website is lamodern.com.
Could be easier, lamodern.com. Now, of course, the other issue here is provenance. It's the word, you know, or authenticity, and they're not exactly the same. Authenticity meaning that it's not a forgery, and provenance meaning you know the history. So let's go to PBS for a minute, because we've all watched that show. Somebody comes in, and they have grandma's oil painting, which has gone through the generations, and they'll sit down with somebody like yourself as the expert. How much behind-the-scenes research do you have to do? Or do you know it offhand? How does the show work? And I think it'll give us a little clue, not only on how the show works, but how much work you have to do to really know what an object is all about when somebody who owns it knows very little about it themselves.
In general, when someone shows me an object and tells me the background history that their grandmother bought it or their grandmother acquired it or it was given to her by a friend or by the artist, in general, most of that information is usually correct. However, because I've had 30 years of expertise and experience, sometimes I can point out that, well, your grandmother couldn't have gotten this from the artist because the artist died in 1892, and you said your grandmother was born in, you know, in 1880. So, you know, was she 8 years old when she got this dining set? You know, there's some things that your experience tells you that the family has this story wrong, and you can gently explain to them why. There's other information that we may have. Sometimes when someone brings something in that I already know a lot about, I already know some of its history because I've seen it in my research. Again, sometimes you have to gently explain to people why their family story is incorrect. But in general, they usually have the information correct. And that provenance sometimes means a lot to someone personally, and sometimes provenance can mean a tremendous amount on the marketplace. Just because it belonged to your grandmother and your grandmother gave it to your father and your father gave it to you doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be more valuable in the marketplace. Now, if your grandmother was a famous collector, someone in the art circles who was well known and knew Picasso and perhaps had a gallery and gave him one of his famous shows, then all of a sudden your grandmother owning this work becomes very important to the marketplace and can make that work multiple times more valuable.
So when we get back, we're going to talk about authenticity. Because we understand that in terms of provenance, you have your story, and there's nothing much more that you can do about that. But authenticity is different. Sometimes it's worth paying somebody to authenticate what you have. And we're going to talk with Alan, with Peter Lockery about that. How do you use an art consultant? What might you be paying an art consultant? Do auctions help you with authenticity free of charge if you plan to place an item? These are all questions that the novice has. But at the stage of our game, my listeners, we're all novices and have a lot of stuff. And we don't know what's good and what's not. So we'll talk to our expert in just a minute. Don't you go anywhere.
For my age.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533.
Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And our listeners are kind of at that stage in life where they're either indulging themselves in a passion and collecting art, even buying one piece is a passion investment, if you want to look at it that way, or they're on the other side of it. They would like to sell. They're divesting themselves. Or both sides at the same time. They may want to divest themselves of many pieces that they've collected so that they can have one or two excellent pieces, and basically we'll call it trading up. So we have with us Peter Lockery. He's the founder of LA Modern. You'll find his wonderful auction gallery at LAModern.com, LAModern.com. You've seen him on the Antiques Roadshow on PBS, on Strange Inheritance, on Forbes show Soul. I mean, he really does know his stuff. But Peter, how do we know our stuff? I mean, is there? I know that there are art consultants. I wonder if they're just for the very wealthy, or how they work with, let's say, the average person who just doesn't want to turn a blind eye to what they own and really get a good idea of what they should be buying and what they should be selling.
Well, you know, authenticity is tricky, but once you investigate it, you start realizing that you have to depend on expertise and experience. And when we are offering anything in our sale, we guarantee the authenticity. Why? Because we have already vetted it. We've already gone back and done all the research. So by the time it gets to the point where we're offering it for sale, we have clear proof that we can run through step by step with anyone who's interested on how we've authenticated it. The best way to authenticate paintings, for example, is to talk to the artist or the artist's studio or the artist's estate if they're no longer living. I deal in modern art, so it's a lot easier for me to deal with artists' estates. And really, it becomes a matter of just confirming whether something is authentic. We think we know what we have. We've talked to the seller. We've done a little bit of research. We've found it selling before or in perhaps sometimes, if we get lucky, in a book or in an exhibition. But we still like to go back to another third party make sure that we have all the information correct. And this is something that institutions will do before they'll accept a gift. This is something that every credible auctioneer and dealer will do before they offer something for sale. If you're thinking about doing this yourself, you can reach out to an art advisor, or you can reach out to dealers that may be able to help you, sometimes for a fee. But many people like myself, if they think this piece might be for sale someday, will help you free of charge.
Now, you know, it's a little bit more difficult with Old Masters, which is my favorite and what I have collected, although I have modern pieces as well, because usually it is a professor or somebody who is in the academic world that can help with that kind of authentication. So don't forget the universities around you as well, because it's a little bit more difficult when grandma's painting looks like a Rembrandt and it's in oils and you have no idea, you know, what it is. There, you really have to work a little bit harder. But when you have an auction house like yours, Peter, you may take a look at that before you'll even put it on the block, and that will tell somebody something. And this is one of the, I think, the benefits of selling at auction. But I know there are other benefits, too, and I think people should understand what they are. What's your advice in choosing between an auction house and a dealer if you have a good piece of art?
Well, you really have to go to where the expertise is. If you're looking at buying or selling modern art, art of the 20th century by, you know, American, European artists, there's lots of good auction companies on the West Coast. I'm certainly one of the leading figures. And most of the auction houses will give you free advice. Dealers are not always as likely to give you the benefit of their expertise, because they may want to purchase the piece from you. So
yes,
it may not make sense for them to give you all of their information. And then when you go to institutions, many big libraries, colleges, professors, or museums may not feel legally liable to go out on a limb and say, yes, this is authentic, or no, it's not. But they can point you in direction of good research materials. And then there's appraisers, you know, who for sometimes a very reasonable fee can do all of these things for you and make sure that they are hitting all of the appropriate resources.
And, you know, one of the things that I did want to ask is donations. I certainly know a lot of people who have tried to and failed to donate pieces to museums, and others have been very successful. And it wasn't the pieces. It was the way they approached the museums. So I know that you're on that you're one of the acquisition committee members at the L.A. County Museum of Art. How would you approach a museum if you feel you have something that might be museum-worthy?
Well, probably the best thing to do is to talk to the curator in the field that relates to the work in question. If you have an Old Masters painting, talk to the curator or the researcher at the museum that handles that particular period. If it's something that they want, it's very easy. If it's not
right,
something that they want or they feel that fits a gap in their collection, you know, they may not accept it even if it's a gift. Sometimes the museum has a long list of things, a wish list. And if a museum like LACMA, L.A. County Museum of Art, really has something that they've already designated that they want, they will work very hard to convince you to give it to the institution. And they have people like me who will also help and either try to raise funds if it's not a gift, or will help walk you through the process as a committee member. But the most difficult thing is when you have a piece that the museum doesn't want. There are other places. There are hospitals, for example.
Yeah.
there's a fantastic modern art collection here in Los Angeles that many people aren't aware that you can walk in and look around at some of the best art produced in Los Angeles for the last 50 years, and that's Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Beverly Hills.
Yes. You know, we're at the end of our show, and I want to tell everybody that seniors also have busy, big ones. Thank you so much. This has been just a great, great hour. And you know what I'm going to tell you? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.